the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you a prophet to the nations. I appointed you. What great joy to know that before we were even born, the Lord knew us. Our first reading from Jeremiah is often used at priestly ordinations to remind the ordinandi that their calling from the Lord comes to them even before they were formed in the womb. That is why prayerful discernment about one's vocation in life should begin very early on. To know the will of God is to find happiness in the world. And you know what? It took me 30 plus years to figure that one out. Thanks be to God, I finally paid attention, because the Lord knew before I was born the vocation to which I was called. Before you were born, I dedicated you a prophet to the nations. I appointed you. Now, that does not apply only to those called to holy orders, but to everybody, by the way. Our Lord knows us all. Before we were formed in the womb, and all of us have been appointed as priests, prophets, and kings, that threefold office that we received in baptism, to which you must exercise. You are a priestly people. You are here now. Together we offer the perfect sacrifice. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. You exercise your priestly office in the celebration of the Mass. This is not a spectator activity, by the way. You don't get out of it what you don't put into it. And what you are putting into it is the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he knew us before we were formed in the womb. There is a mental disease sweeping over our nation, a stubbornness and arrogance that is blinding people to the reality of this truth. All life is precious. All life is sacred. Life begins at conception. If people do not believe this, then they are truly blind. This past Monday in the state of Virginia, a bill was authored that would allow abortions throughout the third trimester. When the author of the bill was asked the extent of the meaning of the bill, the answer was termination during and after labor. During and after labor. After the baby is born. I always tell you the truth. That is state-authorized murder. News outlets reported that the bill was defeated in committee. What I heard was that the bill was tabled. You know what that means? It can be brought up again and again and again. So after all the outrage and protests settle down, it will be brought up again and again and again. You see, that's how Satan works. A bill for state-authorized murder. On another talk show, a pro-choice guest was asked their opinion on the bill. Their response was, and I quote, "It's not about the babies, it's about health care." Asked three times for their opinion, and the response was the same. It's about health care. Blind fools. Poor, blind fools. We pity them, and we must pray that their eyes may be opened. We pray for the sanctity of human life, and we pray for the end of abortion. Jeremiah continues, "They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Great words of encouragement, because, as our Lord Jesus taught us, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we are in a battle. We are in a spiritual battle, and we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. Because you need to be aware of the changes that are happening around you. It would be easy to live in the comfort of our faith as the rest of the world evolves, but we need to be an active part of it. This is where you exercise your kingly office. This is where you exercise your prophetic office. Proclaim the gospel always. Use words if necessary. To say that I abide by the standards of my profession and the exercise of my professional office is to forsake the higher office entrusted to you by our Lord Jesus Christ. The highest moral law there is the law of God. And I am sad to say that I heard words to these effects stated by a Catholic Supreme Court justice. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. If I speak in human angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but I do not have love, I have nothing. If you do not have love, you actually have nothing. Our greatest weapon in the spiritual battle is love. And how much do we have to give? You know where I'm going to point. That much. That's how much we have to love. That is extremely powerful. It's a contradiction. That's why it's a powerful weapon in the spiritual battle to defeat Satan. Paul continues, love is patient, love is kind. It is not jealous, it is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude. It does not seek its own interest, it is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. You know where we see the icon of this love? In the sacrament of marriage. That's why this particular passage from Paul to the Corinthians is used sometimes in wedding masses. Because love is a powerful thing. And we need to endure. That is why love can also be a difficult thing. Remember, I pointed to the cross, right? But it will conquer the greatest of all evils. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, our salvation is assured. We need not fear. In the spiritual war, we win. We still have to fight the daily battle of the earthly existence, though. The building of the kingdom is an ongoing process. So please pray for those who do not see the truth. Pray for the sanctity of human life. Pray that the love within you has the strength to prevail over all adversity.